So it's census season here in the United States and in other places around the world. People attempting to count the people in their nation for various reasons, mostly for political reasons, but certainly to find out who needs what in the delivery of government services. And really, when you think about censuses, there's a part that's anthropological, there's a part that's philosophical, and there's a part that's just very pragmatic. Joining us now is Mike Geisinger, local census office manager for Reno, Nevada. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, who's uncountable in your view?
Well, the homeless that we look for out there, this is the first census that we've actually tried to go out and find them. My staff has been, over the past 2 months, in touch with the city of Reno, city of Sparks, and Carson City, and trying to identify where these people are so that we can get in touch with them.
Now, social services agencies sort of estimate the number of homeless, but actually counting them one person at a time raises some challenges. What have you discovered?
Yeah, we actually go out in teams of three, and we did this the night before last. And our teams of three went to various locations that were mapped out through help with the city of Reno and many volunteers that work with these homeless shelters and soup kitchens and things as to where these people are. And that helped us greatly in trying to track them down at that hour.
Best guess, what's the biggest number of so-called uncountable homeless itinerant people in the Reno community?
I would venture to guess it's between 600 and 700.
600 and 700. Renu Agal, a BBC reporter in Delhi, in India. Good morning.
Good morning.
I gather the census, which is taking place in India now, most of the census takers would just yearn to have a problem that involved only 600 people, counting 600 people. What is the scale of the counting that's taking place over there in India, where a census is taking place now?
This is actually massive. It's 1.2 billion people. I can't even count the zeros in it. There are over 7,000 towns to be counted and half a million villages. And you can imagine the breadth of the country, the size of the country, the number of people. It's a massive, massive exercise. I'm told it could cost something like $1.3 billion to do it.
And politically, what's the mission of the Indian government? I mean, are they trying to determine what goes on that the government maybe has up till now not really known about?
It happens in 10 years, so there's a long time which has passed since the last census. So they need to know how the demographics have changed, how the people have changed, how their needs have changed, how their social, cultural well-being, or are they not so well anymore. And a new thing which they're trying out now this time is to check the mobile connectivity, the internet connectivity, just to know how many people are on computers, what has changed, so that government policy can keep pace with the changing times.
So, Renu Agal, what are census takers telling you about the difficulties that they're having?
For the first time, it's like 2.5 million government officials who've been trained for maybe more than 2 months each to take the census to the people, and they've been trained in 16 languages. There are forms in 16 languages. There are instructions given in 18 languages because, as you know, in India, there are lots of languages being spoken. So that's one difficulty that they're going to face. Also, it's a huge country. So for 45 days, they're just going to do the housing data collection. And then in 2 weeks, the rest of the data. Things have got complicated this time because they are trying to get the National Population Register.
Wow.
That is basically trying to figure out how many people are there, who their parents are, where do they live. Because these data will be then used to build up a national identification card, which is a big project of this government.
Sure.
So the beginnings are going to be made, and so you'll get biometric fingerprints of everybody, get to know whoever is an Indian citizen, bona fide Indian citizen.
Wow. Mike Geisinger, do you have a headache yet?
Yeah, that's a... I thought I had a daunting task. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, I'll tell you.
Well, Mike, look, don't sell yourself short now, buddy. I mean, you've been out there. You've been doing it. Give Renu Agal some advice here.
Well, I'll tell you, here in Reno, we have about 70,000 square miles in my territory, and we're looking to count just under 1 million people in that 70,000 square miles. So We do have some issues to deal with too. We have some weather that happens out in our rural counties out there that our folks are out driving around through snow drifts, and when the snow melts here soon, it's going to be mud that we're dealing with. So we have our own set of circumstances there. The sheer numbers that she's dealing with, though, are hard to fathom, I'll tell you.
Well, Renu Agal, I gather mud is familiar to you, right?
India also, because, you know, in Jammu and Kashmir, which is the northernmost part of India, which is very cold, the census is not going to happen now. It will only happen middle of summer, 15th of May onwards, because at the moment, you can't reach most of the places.
Now, I sort of heard there, very polite Mike Geisinger is there in Reno, that the idea that you have a lot of people densely packed together makes the job a little bit easier. Is that the case, Renu?
It might work if you look at it like that, but just imagine 1.2 billion people to count. I think it's a massive, massive task, and you can't underestimate it in any way. Also, people are reticent about giving information. People are not interested in, you know, opening their doors for someone who rings in a bell and says, hey, I want to know where you live, who your dad's name is. So that is something which they have to worry about. But it's not such a big worry in India, because the law under which census is taken, it is punishable crime to refuse giving this information.
Interesting.
So people are supposed to give the information and the correct information. I haven't heard of anyone being charged of this crime, but that makes people wary of refusing the census keepers to come in.
Well, Renu Agal, a BBC reporter in Delhi, thanks so much for that. Mike Geisinger, I think she really has you with the $1.2 billion there.
I think she's got me, yeah.
Yep.
But if she needs help, let me know.
All right, Mike Geisinger, local census office manager for Reno, Nevada, both counting the difficult to count in Delhi and Reno, Nevada.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.